Welcome to the Concrete Echo Formula in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're going to take a plain breakbeat and turn it into a tight, punchy, old-school DNB and jungle roll with that dusty, rolling energy that just feels alive. The vibe here is simple. Start with a break that already has character, then use slicing, echo, and tight groove control to make it hit harder and move better. This is perfect if you want your drums to feel a little rough around the edges, but still clean enough to work in a modern session. Now, before we do anything fancy, let's talk about the mindset. Jungle and old school drum and bass are not about perfectly stiff drums. They live in the space between the grid and the human feel. So we want motion, ghost notes, little echoes, tiny timing shifts, and then just enough tightening so the whole thing still slams on the dance floor. That balance is the whole game. First, load in a break with some real personality. Think classic Amen style energy, a dusty funk break, or any loop with strong transients and a bit of swing. If your project is already around 174 BPM, great, stay there. If not, anywhere in that 160 to 175 range works for this style. Turn warp on if needed, but don't stretch the life out of the loop. We want the break to breathe. If the first downbeat feels a little off, you can straighten that area with warp markers, but don't overquantize the whole thing yet. A little looseness is part of the magic. For the beginner approach, start with just one bar, loop it, listen to the kick and snare relationship, and make sure the core groove has energy. If the original break already feels good, that's a huge win. The less you have to force it, the better. Next, right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slice settings, use transient slicing if the break has natural hits and movement, or use 1/16 if it's already fairly even. Ableton will create a drum rack. And now the break becomes playable. This is where the Concrete Echo formula starts to become more controllable. Now clean it up. Keep the key ingredients, kick, snare, pats, and a few ghost hits. You do not need every slice. In fact, part of the trick is reducing the break to a handful of useful pieces. Duplicate the snare to a couple of pads if that makes it easier to re-trigger. Your goal here is not complexity. Your goal is control. Let's program a simple rolling pattern. Put the main snare on the backbeat and build around it. In old-school DNB, the snare often leads the pocket, so if the groove feels wrong, adjust the snare first. Add a kick before or after the snare to create forward motion, then place a couple of ghost notes between the main hits. These tiny details are what make the loop feel like it's rolling instead of just looping. Now open the MIDI note editor and shape the velocities. This is super important. Your main snare can sit strong, maybe around 95 to 115 in velocity, while ghost notes should be much softer, maybe 25 to 60. Supporting hats can sit somewhere in the middle. The reason this matters is simple. In fast DNB tempos, every hit has to earn its place. Ghost notes fill the gaps and keep the groove moving, but they shouldn't fight for attention. At this point, your drum pattern should already feel like it has layers, even though it's coming from one break. That's a good sign. Think of it like this. You've got the main chop, the ghost layer, and a texture layer all coming from the same source, but serving different roles. Now for the echo part of the formula. This is where the break gets its motion and tension. You can put Ableton's echo on a return track, or on the drum bus if you want a more direct effect. For beginners, the return track is usually safer because it keeps your main break clear. If you use a return, send only specific hits into it, like snare ghosts or a fill at the end of a phrase. If you put echo directly on the drum group, keep it subtle. Good starting settings are a time of 1/8 or 1/16, feedback around 15 to 35%, and filtered low end so the delay doesn't clutter the bass region. Keep the modulation low and add just a bit of drive if you want some grime. The big teacher tip here is this. Don't leave echo on full time unless you really want that effect. Use it like a performance move. Automate the send level at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. Hit it harder on a snare throw or fill, then pull it back when the drop comes back in. That short burst of delay often sounds way more musical than a constant wash. That echo trail is the first part of the Concrete Echo feeling. It gives you that dusty, repeated motion behind the drums, like the break is bouncing off a concrete wall. Now we tighten it. This is the part that keeps the roll from getting too loose or too messy. Add drum bus to the drum group, or use a compressor if you want something gentler. You can also use saturator for a bit of warmth and edge. Keep the settings modest. On drum bus, a little drive and a small transient boost can bring back punch. On the compressor, aim for light glue, not heavy squashing. Slower attack helps the transient punch through, and a moderate release keeps the groove breathing. If the break still feels loose, check the groove pool. A subtle swing groove can add feel without destroying the pocket, but keep the groove amount low. Less than 30% is a good beginner zone. Also, don't over-quantize every chop. If everything sits exactly on the grid, the break can lose that human push-pull that makes jungle so exciting. This is a really important idea. Let the main accents be solid, but allow the smaller details to sit slightly ahead of or behind the beat. That contrast between locked and loose is what makes the groove feel alive. Once your loop feels good, resample it. This is a classic jungle workflow, and it's a great habit. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling, and record 4 or 8 bars of your drum loop. Now you've committed to a groove shape, and you can see the waveform clearly. That makes it much easier to chop, duplicate, and arrange. After recording, use fade handles to avoid clicks, then cut the audio into 1-bar or 2-bar pieces. Duplicate the best bar, and then vary it every 4th or 8th bar. This is how a loop turns into an arrangement. Jungle and old school DNB are built on variation, not just repetition. Next, shape the drum bus for weight. Keep it simple. A practical chain would be EQ8, then drum bus, then a compressor or glue compressor, and maybe saturator if you need it. Clean up any unnecessary sub-rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz, but don't carve out too much low mid, because that body is part of the break's character. If the hats are too sharp, dip a little in the 4 to 8 kHz range. On drum bus, use a little drive and transient shaping, but keep the boom low unless you specifically want more kick weight. If you use saturator, keep the drive subtle. We're adding attitude, not crushing the life out of the break. A really good habit here is to /B the drums without the bass. If the loop sounds strong on its own, it's usually going to work better in the full track. If it only sounds good when the bass is masking it, that's a warning sign. The drums should stand up on their own. Now let's put this into a simple arrangement. A strong beginner move is to build in 4-bar blocks. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be the stripped version with less echo. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in more delay, a few extra ghost hits, and maybe a small fill at the end. Then bar 8 can act like a pressure bar, with a little more send into echo, maybe one chopped repeat, and a small transition into the next section. You can also automate the echo filtering so the delay opens up a bit during the transition and closes back down when the drop lands again. That adds motion without just making things louder. Here is the bigger picture. The concrete echo formula is all about starting with a characterful break, slicing it into something playable, using echo for tension and motion, then tightening the groove so it still hits hard. That dusty motion plus controlled impact is the core of a great jungle or old-school DNB drum section. A few quick mistakes to watch out for. Don't overuse echo or the break will turn into a cloudy mess. Don't make it too tight too early or the human feel disappears. Don't ignore velocity, because every hit sounding the same kills the groove. And don't overcompress the bus, because flattened transients make the break feel lifeless. If you want to push it darker and heavier, layer a clean kick underneath the break, use subtle saturation on the snare, and keep the sub bass clean and centered. Let the drums live in the mid-range movement while the bass stays solid underneath. That call and response between bass and break is a classic old-school move, and it works every time. For practice, try this. Build 3 versions of the same break. Make 1 clean and tight, 1 echo heavy for transitions, and 1 gritty variation with a bit more drive and maybe a reversed hit or missing kick. Keep them all based on the same source break, and compare how each one feels. One will probably feel most danceable already, one most atmospheric, and one best for a breakdown or a switch up. So here's your takeaway. Start with a break that has personality. Slice it. Program a simple rolling phrase with ghost notes. Use echo sparingly and musically. Tighten the groove with timing, transients, and gentle bus processing. Then arrange it in short phrases so it keeps evolving. If it feels too plain, add more echo and movement. If it feels too messy, tighten the bus and filter the delay. That's the sweet spot. All right, now load up a break and start building your own concrete echo roll. Keep it dusty, keep it tight, and let it hit.